It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Unlimited data on your mobile phone. Sure is cool. But then, so were dinosaurs. T-Mobile has a new wireless plan, unlimited talk and text. If you exceed your data limit, you don't get charged more, but the data moves slower. This at a time when AT&T and Verizon have moved to limited data plans. Sprint says it's not sure how long it will keep its unlimited option. Steve Schultz from Princeton's Center for Information Technology Policy says the system wasn't built for what we're asking of it.
Our wireless bandwidth has been constricted since the beginning. And relative to the amount of data that you can push through your home wired broadband connection, you have really a small fraction of that on wireless. If you think about just a few years ago, maybe the primary use of data on your phone was sending text messages. Now, if we're watching video or something like that, it's many, many times more, and we're not getting many, many times more of the available bandwidth.
So the carriers are trying to figure out how to somehow handle demand.
Susan Crawford is a professor at Cardozo School of Law.
What they could do is add on more spectrum, and that's why AT&T says it wants to merge with T-Mobile. But that would only solve the problem for maybe a year. They could build a lot more towers, but Wall Street hates that because it's so expensive. So the only thing they can do is try to stem the amount of data usage, and the way to do that is with usage-based pricing plans.
Crawford says if carriers limit the data that customers use, either by charging more if they go over or making it move slower, those customers will start steering away from apps that soak up a lot of data, like Skype. That could hurt innovation. If customers aren't there, developers won't build new things.
Consumers won't want to use competing services that drive up their usage. Because they'll hit these caps and go over it.
So they want you to keep using the phone. That's why the T-Mobile plan that was announced is, unlimited voice, unlimited text.
Right, and data could be voice. So Skype or other voice over internet applications give you exactly the same service as a dedicated phone service. But the carriers don't want Skype to eat up their margins on the voice side.
So right now, I can sit on the bus and stream movies. I can download new apps, new music, not really worry about going over a data limit. It's nice. Crawford says those days are numbered.
These are shared connections. They're about 435 people for each wireless tower. There's no chance, unless you're the only guy standing next to that tower, that you're going to be able to reliably watch a lot of high-speed video on your mobile device.
Other people ruin everything, don't they?
It's the sharing thing.
We have more at marketplacetech.org. Google engineers noticed an outbreak of malware online this week, over a million computers affected. The problem was traced to fake antivirus software. That's where you get a little pop-up saying your computer may be infected by malware. Click here to fix it. You click, and that's when you unwittingly install the malware. Google is now warning users whose computers may be compromised. The warnings read, "Your computer may be infected with malware." Then there's a link to click to figure out how to fix it. Let's recap. The way to solve the problem, says Google, appears to be exactly the same as the way the problem was created in the first place. If anyone needs me, I'll be beating my head against my desk. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.